I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese.
And we are here to talk about...
Nicolas Cage is back, baby!
Wow, did he ever...
He is back!
...really leave?
Yeah, he got blacklisted from Hollywood.
Well, I just meant Nicolas Cage has always been Nicolas Cage.
He's always been around, sure, but, you know, last year we had the unbearable weight of massive talent, and we really liked that.
Sure.
And now Renfield comes out. We've been watching the trailers for months. Looked very cagey, and it was very cagey.
It was one of the most cageyest and experiences you'll have at the movie.
I liked it. Look, I'm not saying it was amazing, but I thought it was an enjoyable movie-going experience. You know, it was. It's what I signed up for. I signed up to see Nicolas Cage as Dracula and for him to go lunatic, like, you know, go crazy, and that's what we saw.
Ah, okay. Don't worry about anything else. Just focus on Nicolas Cage and you'll be fine.
I thought Nicholas, what the hell's his name, Holt, did a great job as Renfield. I even thought Awkwafina did a good job. I thought the story was fine. I mean, it's more about the comedy and the performances. I mean, it's a stupid vampire movie. It's not supposed to be serious.
This isn't supposed to be an interview with a vampire.
Josh, you love coke. No, it's obviously not. But you love Cocaine Bear. What's that about? It's about a stupid movie about a bear killing people.
Cocaine Bear had a lot of story. Had a lot of emotional beats.
Josh.
Cocaine Bear was, it might as well have been Schindler's List compared to Renfield.
You got to stop bringing up Cocaine Bear every time
you
bring
it. You brought up Cocaine Bear. I'm just saying. Both these movies were silly, but one of these movies had an actual plot and an actual story to
Josh,
go with it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And it was Cocaine Bear.
A bear does cocaine and kills people. That's not a plot. This whole thing was about Renfield getting away from Dracula because he's been his servant for like 80 years or something.
I don't know. I know we'll get into it when
the
we
movie's
get to the
not,
Renfield.
First of all, the movie's not plot driven. It's character driven. And that's the types of movies that I like.
Okay.
I like character-driven movies, like Tarantino movies and Scorsese movies. Like, yeah.
I'll admit, I laughed a lot through the movie, but I laughed a lot through the movie of Cocaine Bear too. But I also felt a lot of emotion in Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear took me on an emotional journey. That you know, in the end,
maybe you. What do you see yourself as the bear?
No.
Is that it?
I saw myself as a kid on the tree getting away from the cocaine bear.
So dumb.
It was beautiful.
Anyways, I think this movie is going to bring back Nicolas Cage's career. He's going to... Oh, it's a huge flop. Never mind. It was a huge flop.
Listen.
$7.7 million domestic. It only made $2.3 million globally.
I think it's worth more than that for sure. But like, if this Nicolas Cage had played Morbius... I think it would have been fucking amazing.
Of course.
Like, this Nicolas Cage should have been Morbius.
Absolutely.
If this had been a Morbius movie, I would have fucking loved it.
What?
I would have loved it.
So Morbius is better than this movie?
No.
No, of course not.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, you kind of expected it. Like, apparently this movie cost over $60 million to make.
40 of it to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. I mean, like, the action, the CGI was pretty good, so it made sense. I'm sure Cage didn't cost that much money. He used to demand a high salary, but I doubt he got, you know, maybe just a couple million for this movie.
You can get him on the cheap nowadays, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, absolutely. Because most of what he makes is just like straight to streaming garbage.
Well, apparently he does birthday parties for rich people.
Well, yeah, we've heard about that a while back. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just the problem is a lot of most movies now aren't capable of making any money in theaters.
Yeah.
You know, like I forgot what Cocaine Bear did. I think it made $10 million, but for them it was a success.
Right, because it only cost $3 million to make or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to just make movies super, super cheap now if you want to release them in theaters. Like, the only movies that make any money are,
Marvel
you know,
movies.
Superhero movies and, like, you know, animated movies.
Yeah.
Like fucking Mario.
Or Fast and Furious movies.
That'll do well. Yeah, that's a franchise.
Essentially a superhero.
That's
movie.
A franchise that people have known for over 20 years.
Right.
Renfield is something new and original. So, of course, it doesn't make any money, unfortunately. Yeah. That's how this shit goes. I mean, what was the best example is that Tom Cruise movie. No. That made a lot of money.
I was about to say.
Live, Die, Repeat. What the fuck was that?
Oh, Day After Tomorrow. It was something tomorrow, right? I know exactly what you're talking about. Edge of Tomorrow.
That movie was fucking amazing.
Yeah, the movie was good.
It was so fucking good. It did horrible in theaters, despite having Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. It did bad because people were like, what? That's not Top Gun. What? That's not Mission Impossible. I'm not going to see that. Like, you know, people are just dumb.
Right.
But that movie was amazing.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
That's just. And really, they could blame the moviegoers, but really Hollywood has to blame themselves because they're the ones that put out all these, you know, sequels and like, oh, look, nostalgia. We're going to make, you know, sequels to everything you've ever saw, even if it was 40 years ago.
Boy, do I have updates in Hollywood in the hogwash about just that exact topic.
Yeah, it's a shame. That's why I think a couple of weeks ago I posed the question, like, you know, either everything that comes out from now on is original and not a sequel, or you only get sequels and reboots. And that's why I chose original movies. Like, as much as I love Spider-Man and Batman, like, I would be, it's too much of it now.
I chose sequels.
Of course you did. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why you didn't like Renfield, because it's not something you recognize from like childhood.
Yeah, that must have been the reason. Mm-hmm. Not that there's only two cops in the city. Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. First of all, you're wrong on that, but we'll talk about Renfield later. First, we have to thank a couple new patrons we got this week. So big shout out to One Punch Man and Carl Home Malone. Yes.
I like both those names. Obviously, Carl Malone.
Right.
Have you ever seen One Punch Man?
No.
I've never seen that either. It's a good. I've heard it's a good anime.
So, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I didn't even know what One Punch Man was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bald-headed Superman, I guess.
Oh. A lot of my friends are anime fans, so they've probably seen it.
Okay.
But yeah, join in on the fun. Go to patreon.com/HollywoodHogwash. Only $3 a month. You can cancel anytime. And for only $5, you get your name in the intro credits if you're watching on YouTube. We're finishing up The Mandalorian Season 3 this week.
That's right. And what's coming up next, Andrew, after The Mandalorian?
Barry.
Oh, everyone's favorite serial killer.
Did you finish season 3 yet?
No.
I got to. Yeah. What's the bald Russian guy's name on the show?
Oh, fuck.
But that's how I was doing just then.
Right.
You knew that. Where the Barry. Like, he's the fucking greatest.
Oh, fuck. What's his name?
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But yeah, everyone else, get caught up on Barry. They're only 30-minute episodes, and each season's 8 episodes anyway, so you can get caught up within a week.
Fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I've only got like 3 episodes to watch, so I'm sure I can finish it this week somehow.
So yeah, Mandalorian is on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. The Last of Us, we did all the episodes of The Last of Us. That show was amazing. That's on Patreon. So you can watch the shows and then go on Patreon and listen to each, you know, review as you go through the show. So go ahead, and that'll always be there.
Now here's a little thing right now. So we've had Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
And in Barry, there's the love between the Ukrainian guy and the Colombian guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe Pedro Pascal might be an extra Colombian in that.
That's racist.
In that universe?
What the fuck are you talking about?
In the Barry universe, maybe he could be like an extra assassin?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
I'm trying to string it together where we could have Pedro Pascal and everything we reviewed this year.
It's not the Pedro Pascal podcast, even though it kind of is.
It's been that way.
But that's not our fault. That's just he's a rising star.
Yes.
That's all.
Amazing.
Yes. So again, patreon.com/HollywoodHogwash. Now on to the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash. So the trailer for The Marvels came out a few days ago. And I'll be honest, I thought the trailer looked fine. I think the girl that plays Kamala Khan.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is charming in a way, like playing a teenager.
Sure.
You know, in real life, I think she's like 21, 22. You know, I didn't like the show. It was just, look, it wasn't made for me, right? Like,
it was teens.
It was made for like teens. Little girls and right. her crushing over little boys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just really, it was just not my type of show, obviously.
Sure.
But I did like how Kamala came off in the trailer. She made me laugh a few times, like when she got when she switched bodies with the other one and she's like, oh, is this an Avengers test? And then later when she gets transported again and like the cat, you know, the cat from Captain Marvel, and she gets like scared by it. So like, you know, the trailer
eats people.
To me, the trailer looked fine.
Right.
But it's already the most disliked MCU trailer on YouTube.
Well, you know, that could have a lot to do with people like, oh, it's a woman's movie. Rawr.
Well, so that's what the story has become all over, you know, the entertainment business is I've seen articles from like GQ and even Rolling Stone that the title is just admit you hate women.
Right.
And I think it's a little ridiculous. I think what this is people just don't like Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Because she's...
Well, Captain...
She's not very good, and the Captain Marvel character is boring.
Yeah, it hasn't been very interesting.
I mean, people said this when Captain Marvel came out. They're like, Brie Larson's boring, her character's boring, she looks like she's always, like pissed off at someone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, look at how Gal Gadot handles Wonder Woman. Like, sure, Wonder Woman 2 sucked, but it wasn't because of her.
Right.
Like, in the first Wonder Woman, you fall in love with Gal Gadot. You're like, wow, she's a star.
For many
like,
reasons.
You know, like, she has an outgoing personality. She's very upbeat in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you fall for her. Like, she has that great smile. There's really no likable qualities about Brie Larson's character, unfortunately.
No, and the other thing that...
They made her, like, a stiff. And I think that was dumb because... You have Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson. You have Yelena, who everyone loves.
Right.
I don't want to. If you made a Yelena movie, I don't. This wouldn't happen. You wouldn't get all these dislikes. Now, she's going to be in another movie. She'll be one of the stars, but you know, not the main star.
To your point, like there hasn't really been anything interesting about Kamala Khan, Captain Rambo. Is that who it is? And Brie Larson. So like seeing them all three team up is like they haven't done anything for me to begin with.
That's true. It's like you did the Avengers movie first and then you did Iron Man and Captain America.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's like we haven't even really met these other characters yet in a way.
No, it's very like we have barely gotten Captain Marvel. Yeah, she had her own movie, but that movie sucked. It took place
in the 90s, so like none of it has any relevance really now. I mean, yeah, the Skrulls, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
No, I mean, like there were some things that people liked about this, like Saber, which is like the space Nicholas Fury Force that looks like it's going to be featured in this movie. You know, and it might end up doing well, but just like right now, I just like don't have much interest in it very much.
I know some of the comments were like, you know, this is some feminist horseshit. It didn't feel that way in the trailer.
No.
So I get it. Look, I get it that this got review bombed in a way. Not review bombed, but dislikes on YouTube for a certain reason. Obviously, it wasn't fair to do that. But to write articles where it's just like, you hate women. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I think the trailer
looks
fine.
Let's get past it, guys.
You need a good villain. I'm not even sure who the villain is. I saw that one woman that people were confused. They thought that was Brie Larson, but it's not.
I'll admit, first take, I thought that was Brie Larson. I was
unless
confused.
It's like a Brie Larson clone
variant.
But a variant. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm sure this the whole plot has to do with the multi. Like, why else are they switching bodies?
And that part kind of got
switching...
me. It's like weird. Like they're doing a weird body switch type of thing. Like, I don't know. I don't have high hopes for it on the first blush.
I mean, look, what are most Marvel movies? Most Marvel movies are, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
That's most of the Marvel movies.
Well.
And especially lately.
Except for Ant-Man. Ant-Man was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
That one sucked. But yeah, I agree with you. Most of them of late have been meh, whatever.
So we'll when does this come out? In November, I think.
Yeah, end of the year.
November 10th. Right.
So there's still a lot of projects that are still out there. I mean,
I liked how colorful the trailer looked. It kind of reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn style.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, we don't really know anything about the movie yet. We don't anything about who the villain is.
I do wonder if the Nick Fury, the Secret Wars?
Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion, if that could have something to do with this as well.
Well, because it's 100% going to, okay. Yes.
Lead into that?
It will absolutely lead into that.
Okay.
Well, so we'll see where they go with it. Yeah. Moving on, the Super Mario Bros. Movie had a great second weekend in theaters, making another $87 million domestically.
Wow. We're definitely going to see it.
It's because all the fucking kids are like, I want to go see it again.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I kind of want to see it again. I would not.
You just want to hear that Peaches song. Peaches, Peaches, Peaches.
Oh, you can
Peaches,
see that Peaches. Online at any time you want. I've already watched it 10 times.
So have I. It's
you know what? I don't even.
Song.
I don't know what I've watched more, the Peaches one or your Ticketmaster rendition.
I've watched the
Peaches one a few times because it's really good, and then I've watched yours a few times because it's a train wreck.
Do they get linked together? Like, has it showing
like
up in
this,
the mentions?
You may like this jackass.
That's awesome.
But global box office, $678
million. Wow.
In 2 weeks.
So we are 100 million% getting a sequel.
Oh, well, that was not even, of course, a lot. We knew that since opening day.
Well, I'm just surprised. I mean, well, because, you know.
They got to do the Mario-verse. Like, people have made it look like the MCU. It's like you get a Donkey Kong movie, you get a Star Fox movie, you know, like.
A Star Fox movie. It'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
And then you make the Super Smash movie. You do the same exact thing that the MCU did right in the beginning. You make all the solo movies, and then you bring them together like the Avengers, and it's the Super Smash Bros. Movie.
How would you do a Super Smash Bros. Movie?
No, you just have all the good guys fight all the bad guys.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, murder. Murder style.
Well, a Nintendo version of Mortal Kombat, but with the Nintendo characters.
They're fighting on all the different levels. You know, yeah. It'd be fucking great. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
I'm surprised. I look forward to see if it's going to continue its dominance the next couple weeks, because there's still a couple interesting movies coming out.
I mean, $87 million this week. I would think at 20 next week, which is still insane for
the third week. What's coming out next week?
Nothing.
Okay, so it's going to
Well, no, that's not true. The Evil Dead movie. But those people that's not the same people that are going to go see Mario.
I'm sure to do well. So Sesu is the last movie of the month. Sesu? Am I saying it right?
Sesu. I think so.
So, yeah.
That's like, the Polish guy killing Nazis. Right. It's basically John Wick, but he kills Nazis. It looks amazing. I can't wait. It's probably going to make a little money, but whatever.
But it'll get my $2.
It absolutely will.
Yeah,
$2.
I do the monthly thing.
The monthly thing. Yeah, so. And if you do RPX, you got to pay $2. Yeah. Also, Lucasfilm announced a new Star Wars movie starring Daisy Ridley returning as Rey Skywalker.
Now, if there's anything that deserves some thumb down, then I will thumb down that.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. I was never a fan of these last few Star Wars movies.
No, they were fucking terrible.
Interesting at all.
Not at all.
No. So to see another one from her, hard pass.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I recently saw like a fan reaction in theaters of the last, remember the last scene in the movie? We're like, what's your name? And she's like, Rey. And they're like, Rey who? Rey what? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, and then you're waiting and the people in the theater are like, don't you say it! Don't you fucking say it! And then she says, Skywalker, they're like, fuck you!
Oh, right out of the movie theater.
That was so fucking cringe.
Yeah.
She should have just been a nobody. Because that's what Star Wars, like, you know, because then that's anyone could be a Jedi. But no, not anyone could be a Jedi.
Only Skywalker.
Only Skywalkers can be Jedi.
Right. I can't wait for that Taika Waititi movie where it's Has nothing to do with any of these motherfuckers. Right.
Only Skywalkers and Palpatine. Those are the only people that have any Force powers for the most part.
That's right. Hard pass.
She said Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy told Entertainment Weekly that the movie will take place 15 years after The Rise of Skywalker, with Rey trying to rebuild the Jedi Order. Again. I just don't get it. So what? Now there's going to be a new fucking empire, like, again?
They're starting. They're going to find another Anakin, another young Anakin.
God.
hard pass.
Just don't. Like, it's enough already. Yeah. You made 9 movies.
Tell some different stories.
6 of them were shit. 2 were really good. 1 was okay.
That seems about right. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, Rogue One was your best one.
Rogue One was the best.
But that wasn't really a part of the 9 that I'm talking about that all had to do with each other.
Yeah. And that one was good because it had nothing to do with the Skywalkers.
No, it did. I mean, it had to do with the plot of everything that's going on. But yeah, it didn't have to do with the Skywalker. And also, it was Darth Vader's best moment on screen.
Yeah.
Where he just kicked ass for 30 seconds.
The shortest moment, too, right?
Yeah. But it was great. Mm. Moving on, I like this. Deadline reports that the characters Vanessa and Colossus are returning for Deadpool 3. I love this because when I saw Deadpool 2, they killed off Vanessa in the beginning of the movie. I was legitimately pissed. One of my biggest pet peeves about sequels is when they undo everything from the first movie.
Right.
And it's such a overplayed trope that like 99% of sequels do. If it's a movie where like 2 people fall in love and the next one they break up, in Spider-Man 2 at the end, Tobey Maguire or Peter and Mary Jane got together, then in 3 they broke up. Like, aww. This is what in National Treasure 1 Nicolas Cage got together with what's her name, they fell in love, in the second one they broke up. This happens in so many sequels. So then they were like, well, we want Deadpool to be alone again because that's where he does best, so right. We'll kill off Vanessa.
Right.
But then they brought her back in the beginning of, or they brought her back at the mid-credit scenes. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
He went back in time with Cable's thing and then saved her. And I was like, I hope this is canon. And it seems like it is. I'm glad she's still alive because she was fucking great.
She was great.
She was so good in the first movie.
Yeah, she was fun. I love Colossus too.
And apparently her character does become a superhero in the comics. So I'm sure she'll get some powers in this one.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got that love-hate relationship between Deadpool and Colossus.
Yeah. We haven't heard if Josh Brolin's returning as Cable yet, but I would say no because Hugh Jackman's going to be taking that role now of the person that hates Deadpool and is always like kicking his ass or, you know.
Sure.
So I would say probably not.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
unless he's just in a cameo, you know?
Just go back in time to get Wolverine or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or they'll just do the multiverse, you know, shit. Like, oh, fucking Spider-Man. Oh, God, there's going to be so many good jokes.
There's going to be a lot of
He's
going
to reference Spider-Man breaking the multiverse. Yeah. God, I can't wait for this movie.
No, and I love how we're just getting some more breadcrumbs about this movie. You know, last week we had some more updates on characters that were coming back and some new characters. You know, it seems like we're starting to build some momentum, even though the movie's 2 years away.
Yeah, like a year and a half, right? Yeah. November of
24. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's my most hyped movie, and it's not even close for anything coming out.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm pretty hyped about Oppenheimer, but...
You know. I'm hyped about Oppenheimer as well, yes, but I'm more hyped for this.
Superhero-wise movies, yes, definitely this movie, for sure.
Yeah, speaking of movies that are coming up, I saw that.
Of course, I'm hyped for Flash. Yeah,
I'm hyped for Flash too. More hyped for this though, for sure. So Scorsese made a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro,
right?
John Lithgow, Brendan Fraser's in it.
What's the movie called?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right. Is that the one that has like a 5-hour length movie?
It's supposedly 4 hours long.
Just release 2 parts.
Scorsese, you're one of my favorite directors of all time. Goodfellas is like my favorite movie. Yeah. I think it's the best movie ever made. And that was 3 hours. 3 hours we could handle. But you know what? We can't. Fucking Irishman was 3.5 hours, and you could have easily cut an hour and a half from that boring fucking movie. And this one's going to be 4 hours? Like, there's no way, dude. I can't do that. I can't spend 4 hours in a movie theater.
Plus,
really, it's 4 hours, 20 minutes with trailers.
With trailers, right. The last movie we saw that was super long was...
Avatar,
and that was terrible. It's a bad track record.
Goodfellas
was 3 hours long?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, well, okay, all right, 2:45.
Oh, still, that movie kind of breezed by.
That's what a great movie does. Wolf of Wall Street was 3 hours.
Wow.
But it felt like a two-hour movie because it's so fucking good.
Right.
The Irishman was boring as fuck.
Avatar, boring as fuck. That felt like it was 8 hours long.
Yeah.
I felt like I've lived three lives inside the movie theater.
I don't think you can make a four-hour movie that's good. This is not France.
Right.
You can't do
this
here.
Why are these people making longer and longer movies? Remember, there was
it's because he has full creative control now.
Same with
James. So when a studio funds this thing, he's like, I will have the final cut.
Well, same with James Cameron. Didn't they say like the Avatar 3 was going to be like 6 hours long or something like that?
No.
What did he say about that? It was something ridiculous.
Not 6 hours.
A hyperbole. Was it four hours?
This last one was what? Three? It was over three.
Right.
Just over three, I think. Yeah. Come on. 4 hours, Scorsese? Really? You should fucking know better. Well, come on, dude. Like, he's got to know that he's past his prime. Even Tarantino, he's directing one final film because even he knows he's past his prime.
Okay.
And he's like 20 years younger than Scorsese, at least.
How many times do these old timers have to pee during the middle watching their own premieres?
Yeah.
You know, you think they would know. Oh, I've had to pee three times since.
There's a comedian, Tim Dillon. He does an amazing rant on The Irishman when it came out. You could just go on YouTube and type Tim Dillon, The Irishman, mm-hmm. and he goes in this amazing rant. His producer at the time was like, yeah, it cost, you know, whatever the budget was. He was like, it cost $100 million. And he was like, that was all spent on colostomy bags for the talent. I could do a review on The Irishman because it would mostly be how bad that movie was. Robert De Niro's, the guy he played in real life had blue eyes and they wanted De Niro to have blue eyes. What's the most logical thing you could think of to do that?
Contact.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Okay. But you're right. The best way to do it, contacts.
Yeah.
They CGI'd his eyes.
Robert De Niro said, don't put anything in my fucking eyes.
Or they just decided later, let's do it with the C. And it looked so bad. Half the time, it looked like he was cross-eyed. Like, he wasn't looking. It was so distracting. This is so bad.
This was supposed to be a prequel to Goodfellas?
No.
No?
No, it has to do with Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with Goodfellas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like they're all great actors, and Joe Pesci was the best part of that movie, but yeah.
Hmm.
It was, no, not good. It was like, okay, and that's not what you expect from a Scorsese movie.
Especially not for a 3.5 hour movie. A 3.5 hour movie you expected to be one of the best movies you've ever seen in your life.
Soundtrack was great.
Yeah.
Original music. Also, Netflix announced an animated Stranger Things series is in the works. This is part of their plan to do, like, you know...
The Stranger Things universe, the STU.
Almost sounds like an STD.
That's funny.
they went all in on Stranger Things. You know, I don't know if I'm going to watch it. Probably not, but...
No, but it might get some of the kids to watch it. You know,
I'm sure.
Tons of kids love Stranger Things.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that's the target that they're going for.
Yeah. That's all I have, though, so if you got anything else.
I've got a couple quick ones. Right. The show that cannot be killed is once again returning. Futurama Season 8 will be returning to Hulu.
That's hilarious that it's only Season 8.
I know.
Because it's been...
They keep dying and coming back.
This
dying
is the third time,
back.
Right?
Third time, yeah.
Hulu.
It's going to be debuting this summer, according to ComingSoon.net and... The voice of Bender will be returning.
Oh, that's right. I remember we had that.
But that was report that he was holding out for like more money or whatever.
And they settled. And
yeah,
I mean, that's good.
You can't do it without Bender.
Right. It'd be like doing The Simpsons without Homer.
Right.
Oh, this is going to be a new voice. Although they
hard pass.
Yeah.
So the other thing I got, we were talking about how movies should be original or sequel. Amazon is set to reboot a number of different movies according to Deadline. RoboCop, Stargate, Legally Blonde, Fame, Barbershop, The Magnificent Seven, Pink Panther, and The Thomas Crown Affair are all rumored to be in the works. According to the report, Amazon is looking for some to be movies, some to be TV shows, and some to be both.
You know how many, you know, which of those movies should be rebooted and remade? None of them.
No, they have yet. Well, the last RoboCop was bad. They got to do a new one.
So go watch the original. The
original was good.
Just go watch. What?
Original was good, yeah.
Then just go watch it.
I know, but I want to see him now fucking up people.
No, you don't need that.
It'd be great.
It's not necessary. None of these fucking movies. Legally Blonde? What? What? Yeah. No. Barbershop? None of these fucking Pink Panther? Thomas Crown Affair? It's already been remade.
Stargate? No.
None of them. Stop it.
I thought that would make get you.
Stop it. I saw it. I didn't even want to bring it up because I was like, what the fuck? RoboCop? It's not necessary.
The only other thing that I have.
When is this going to stop? When are we going to finally stop? No, there's got to be a stopping point at some. It has to be.
Andrew, on your deathbed.
Even if it's 10 years from now, there's got to be a point where it changes. Tarantino has done this like great explanation of how the movie business like changes every 10 to 20 years. And right now, we're in a shitty period.
Well, it's a very superhero movie heavy period.
Because
right
even
now.
Said like they went PC in the 50s and 60s, then the 70s was gritty, then the 80s got all PC and shitty, then the 90s, and that was really Tarantino with Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, like getting the gritty, like just the controversial stuff back. And
sure.
And then people are getting offended. It just goes back and forth.
You think so?
This is why Trump was president, and then he's not president, and then he's going to be president again in 2 years.
Possibly. You never know. When's that movie coming out, to be honest?
Right.
The only other thing that I have, which I thought was interesting, James Gunn debunked a rumor that was floating around the internet. You know our favorite character from... what the fuck was that show he was on?
Jack Reacher.
The lead role of Jack Reacher, someone said that he was going to be the new Shazam in James Gunn's universe. Have you seen James Gunn's response?
No.
James Gunn said, LOL. No, LOL, Jesus.
You know what's hilarious, though, is James Gunn responds to all these people.
Yes.
He's always respond, and it's like, you know, some of them must just be trolling because they know they'll get a response from James Gunn.
We should put one out there.
Right. That's absurd. I mean, if you saw Shazam 2, yes. Then you know it's coming for him.
Right. Well, exactly.
And look, yeah. I'm not saying Zachary Levi should be, because he's not great.
No, but Alan Richardson should definitely not be playing any.
Yeah, I mean, he plays the straight, boring, forward. White bread guy.
You know what? He would probably make a great Superman.
Because he's boring.
Because he's boring and very very vanilla.
But see, I think James Gunn will finally fix that with Superman. I trust him.
Edgy Superman?
He'll finally make Superman interesting. He doesn't have to be fucking white bread.
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out. But That's all I got. So now we can move on to the fun portion of this podcast, where me and Andrew disagree.
Renfield, I need a busload of cheerleaders. Male cheerleaders? It doesn't matter.
What was this? Did he say, like, don't be sexist?
Yeah, right. yeah, we talked about already how it was a flop, unfortunately. We're probably not going to get a sequel to this movie. I feel like you could easily do a prequel. Because we saw some of the backstory. I really liked the backstory from the beginning.
That was cool.
They shot it like it was the 1931 Dracula film.
Right.
They even shot Nicolas Cage the same way they shot Dracula from 1931. This is another problem. They did show too much in the trailers. Especially the TV trailers. Because like when we saw the first trailer, it really felt like Nicolas Cage was going to be in like two scenes.
Right.
And then we saw another trailer and was like, oh, okay, he's going to be in more of the movie. Good. And then the TV trailer is just so so much Cage. They went all in on the Cage, but he's still not he's not a box office draw anymore.
Right.
We know this.
In my opinion, I think the funniest stuff was in the trailer. And I think it fell to the thing that you say all the time, is that the best stuff was in the trailer, not in the movie. In my opinion.
Nothing made me like really crack up watching it. You know, it wasn't like this hilarious movie. I will say the people that's in the theater with me were cracking up at moments.
Mm-hmm.
They were fucking cackling. I thought Awkwafina did a good job. I thought everyone in this movie did a good job.
They did the best job that they could.
You know, I like even like stupid things where like Renfield's like, yeah, I eat bugs to gain power. You know, don't worry about it. That's just what I do. You know, like it's like, yeah, this is a silly fucking movie.
I didn't put too much into that. My problem is just like everything was just like so over the top.
But that's the Nicolas Cage.
That's Nicolas Cage thing. But I don't expect everyone else to be like that.
I liked how a lot there were times where they parodied like serious movies like that. Like sometimes like lines in movies like you could take that to the bank. But like they threw a comedic spin on it this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring some up because I have some lines. But
okay.
Early in the movie, Renfield saves Dracula from a vampire hunter and a priest because Dracula made him feel wanted. He's like, no one will love you like I do. And
right.
That's the whole story is Dracula is an abuser to Renfield.
He's manipulative.
Yes.
And Renfield's in a bad relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's what we saw in the trailer and it was explained very well. So he helps Dracula escape from that protection circle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Dracula flies into the priest's mouth and exploded him from within. And you get a lot of blood and gore, which, yes, that's what I wanted to see.
Like a John Wick movie, you get a lot of unique deaths. And
yes.
You got a lot of unique deaths in this.
I love that.
Yes.
That's what you
want.
It was
interesting. Yeah.
I mean, that's all you want in a stupid, comedic, gory vampire movie. You want Nicolas Cage going apeshit. And you want people exploding and blood and guts. And, like, even the blood was done cartoony, but I thought it was great. I love how the blood was, like, bright red.
Oh, it was very cartoony.
The sunlight still burnt Dracula to a crisp. I feel like that could have been a really funny moment if they didn't show it on the TV trailers.
Right.
You know? Then we have Renfield. I guess he feels bad for, you know, being Dracula's assistant. So he goes to those group therapy meetings and he wants to help the people that are being abused.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, hi, I'm a friend of Caitlin's, to those guys that stole some drugs from the mobsters.
Well, yeah, because, you know, his whole job is that he has to get people for
Dracula.
But he doesn't want to get innocent people. So he gets the assholes. And in this group, he's able to find all the abusers.
Yeah.
And everything.
They think he's there because he's part of the mob. They're apologizing for stealing the drugs. And he's just like, yeah, no, I'm way worse than that. Sorry. So he fucks those guys up. And then a masked wrestler assassin shows up. He looks like Bane.
It looked like between Bane and then someone from
Nacho Libre. Ramses is the best. His number one is. He looked like
that's what I was thinking of.
Ramses with more steroids.
That's right.
And he fucking cuts the guy's head off.
That's man. And then you got
seems like you like this movie, Josh.
No, like I said, it was fun, but it was just dumb. It was dumb.
But what is Step Brothers is dumb, but it's hilarious.
Step Brothers is amazing, sir. That's,
but it's dumb.
It is dumb.
Any good comedy's dumb.
I couldn't get over the police. The police annoyed me.
Okay, let's talk about the police.
Okay, let's talk about the police. How is it that Awkwafina and the fat cop seem to be the only two people in this town? Of course, there's, you know, they have the FBI and then the people.
There's plenty of scenes where like 30 cops show up, Josh.
Right, but it's just Awkwafina and the fat guy just doing everything pretty much.
That's because Everyone, we find out at, by the end of the film, not even the end, but like three quarters of the way, we find out that Awkwafina is literally the only cop that is not on the fucking mobster's payroll.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So that's the explanation, Josh.
So she gets tagged with the fat cop and they go everywhere?
Yes.
Together? I don't know.
That's why she's put on DUI duty despite testing better than everyone else.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the explanation. The movie tells you this.
Now, the movie told you? Didn't
it
tell
does.
Me. It didn't
the,
tell me well
towards
enough.
The end where they're like, come on, take the deal. There's like 30 cops.
Everyone.
And they're all in on it.
Yeah.
And then she goes to the station. She's like, all you motherfuckers are fucking working for that bitch. But me, she's the only one.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of there's other stuff that I just didn't get behind. But no, it was.
Tell me,
it was fun.
I mean, I just debunked your plot hole.
It wasn't a
now.
Plot
look,
hole.
Is it silly and a little ridiculous that this mob family owns every police person? Sure, but this movie's silly.
Okay, so we're gonna get to it. Renfield brings all these people into Dracula, right?
Uh-huh.
And the first time you see Dracula, he's decrepit. He looks like he's almost
he
falling
was burnt
over
to a crisp.
Burnt to a crisp. And then like the next time you see him, it looks like they've been doing this forever. But like the next time you see Dracula, like he's a lot better.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. It's just some of the stuff I just didn't get behind.
Because he's been bringing him people.
But it seemed like it happened too quick for me. Too quick. Too quick.
Well, it's an hour and a half movie.
I guess. I don't want to ruin it. Go ahead.
I mean, these are like little things that you're choosing to make a big deal in a silly vampire movie.
It's very silly.
I mean, like you're talking about realism in a movie about Dracula.
I don't know. Like I couldn't get behind some of these things.
But you're just cherry picking.
I'm cherry picking.
You really are.
I don't think so.
Yeah, where the fuck are we? So I did like how the Teddy was funny. The mobster's son.
Right. Where the fuck is he from? He's from
he does look familiar.
He used to be in that TV show with Chris Pratt on NBC. John. Oh.
You talking about Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec.
Right.
He was Henry Winkler's son.
Okay.
And he was dumb and annoying. That seems like he's cast in only those roles. Dumb
well,
and
most,
annoying.
Most actors are cast in the same role every time.
He plays his role to a T.
That's right. He was in the Sonic movies.
Was he in the Sonic movies?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Oh no, he was Sonic. He voices Sonic.
Really? Holy fuck. Okay. Interesting. I didn't put those together.
Yeah. He does a lot of voice work, from what I'm seeing. That's most of his work. Yeah.
What was his name on The Office? Or not The Office, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec? I don't know. It's a lot of stuff on here.
Shit, he's done that much? Okay.
Gene? It says Gene for Parks and Rec. Or John.
Oh, John Raphael.
John Raphael.
John Raphael. Not John. John Raphael.
Yeah. I liked how when he was at the checkpoint and he runs out with all the drugs... And then he throws one at the fat cop and it hits him right in the face.
Reminded me of Cocaine Bear, to be honest.
It was funny.
Oh, it was funny.
And then he still gets arrested, but he's like, he's confessing to everything before he's even interrogated.
They're like, nobody's even in the room.
No, but he gets out because again.
Because his family owns everybody.
The entire police station is on their payroll.
Apparently so.
Awkwafina also has a sister in the FBI, and they both want justice for what happened to their father, who was a cop. He was murdered by this... What was their family's name? The...
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Yeah. They weren't even a top crime family. They said they were, like, one of the top crime families. One
Lobos.
Of the top five.
The Lobos.
The Lobos.
Yeah. What city was this?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. That's right. New Orleans. Yeah, I forgot. But yeah, Teddy's mom is a crime lord. It was so weird because when they first showed her, they showed her back and it's, you know, we're going in on her, trolling up and like, I'm like, oh, who's this actress? Who's it going to be?
Yeah.
Because the way they shot it was like, she's going to turn around. It's going to be like Susan Sarandon or some shit. And then
she's a villain.
And then she turns around and
who are you?
They just shot that scene in a weird way.
She was a villain in 24, one of the 24 seasons.
Okay.
She has that deep, deep husky voice. Oh, yes, I don't know if that's the. I don't know if that's what they were going for.
Like, well, obviously,
a little bit of a turn on. Yeah, a little feel.
But yeah, Dracula tells Renfield he wants some busload of cheerleaders and some nuns. And when he's in that bar, he does see both of those things. He's like, "Oh, come on, really? Yeah. God damn it!
All the forces of the universe are all converging on and right in on him."
So he's about to get the cheerleaders, but Teddy and some of his gang members show up to try to kill the cops that are also there to scope the place out. And Teddy tells Awkwafina, or her name's Rebecca in the movie, that he tortured her father, but she knows he's actually a pussy.
Right.
And she just dares her to shoot him, dares him to shoot her. And Renfield eats a fly and tackles Teddy as he's about to shoot the cop. And
sticks a fork in his neck.
Yeah. And well, it was a pen, right?
I thought it was a pin okay. is what he did to the Lucha Libre guy. Oh, the
Lucha guy, yeah.
Yeah, so you get a fork sticked in your neck, and you think that's enough to kill you.
Right.
But apparently Teddy keeps on trucking.
That's right. So it was a good little action scene. I like when, after Awkwafina was like, "Did I watch you cut a guy's arms off with a decorative serving platter?" He was like, "It was adrenaline." It was adrenaline. Yes. Renfield, though, was amazed to see Rebecca stand up to Teddy.
Right.
Because it gave him like hope and faith that he could do that to Dracula. Mm-hmm. So he's already like smitten with her.
He's starting to develop some interesting feelings.
Back home, Dracula tells Renfield about his plan for world domination. Because he sees himself as a god.
Dracula's been around for millennia, whatever. And, yeah. And just now he's thinking about world domination.
Yeah. He's tired. He wants some world domination, man. So Renfield goes back to the support group. Oh, yeah, sure. Fuck Carol, I guess. That was, when he shows up. And
I appreciate it. That was funny.
She's like, "Yeah, I hate me too."
That was funny.
So Renfield gets an apartment, and the support group helps him like change his life, and he's all happy for like a minute.
Yeah, it doesn't last long.
Gets new clothes. He goes to the police station and brings Awkwafina some flowers.
Yeah, he's moving a little bit quickly on Awkwafina. Like he crushed hard.
Right.
He crushed really hard.
He did. And then the other cop's like, "Is that your boyfriend?" "Shut the fuck up, Kyle." I was like, "Is she Cartman?" The way they yelled, everyone was like, there was multiple "shut the fuck up, Kyle" moments. I was like,
"Yeah,
it feels so much like it's Cartman."
A little nod to South Park.
Yeah. And then what I was talking about earlier, how they would use like these lines from action movies that are overdone and made them funny. Like Teddy's mom tells him, like, "You have till tonight to find Renfield and kill him." And he's like, "Give me 10 minutes. No, I'll take the rest of the day." Right. Never mind.
But like, or she was going to kill her son?
You know, she makes threats.
She makes threats.
That's what a boss does. But I like how he threw that. He was like, "No, wait, no, 10 minutes. That's ridiculous. All right, I'll take the end of the day."
Right, right.
I like stuff like that. And then Rebecca found a bloody pen at the crime scene where Renfield killed those guys, gives it to her sister. Teddy and his boys track Renfield to the abandoned hospital, but Dracula kills all of them but Teddy. And Teddy shows Dracula what Renfield is really up to. So Dracula visits Renfield at his apartment and gaslights him. Mm-hmm. And I like how Renfield like grabbed his book. He read from his How to Defend Yourself from a Narcissist book. Right. As Nicolas Cage is laughing at him.
Right.
I deserve to be loved.
He turns it over and it says the church. And he's like, "Of course." Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So Dracula goes and kills everyone at the support group. And he leaves and the cops show up. And I mean, that was like the scene from the trailer.
Right.
Like where Nicolas Cage shows up and he's so cagey. He's like, "I've been called the Dark One," or,
ooh.
Ooh, you know. Yeah. It's fucking great.
This was one of the best Nicolas Cage things you'll see in the movie.
Yeah. So they arrest Renfield, and then Teddy's mom shows up with her gang as Awkwafina was betrayed by her fat coworker. And that's where all the other cops show up.
Right.
And they offer Rebecca promotion if she plays along, and
even to take Kyle's parking space.
Yeah. But fuck you, Kyle. So yeah. They're like, you know, if you play along, give us Renfield. And Rebecca shoots a light and drives off with Renfield. And she gets shot, like, in the arm.
Right.
And Teddy makes a deal with Dracula, and we get the cage laugh where they're like, they're both laughing. He's like, he's like, are you laughing or are you about to eat me or something? Like, you know, like.
Right.
So Rebecca wakes up in Renfield's apartment. He tells her the truth about everything. Her sister calls her and she's like, yeah, we found the blood. Like, it's this serial killer from, like, he's been doing it for like 70 years. Like, where is this guy? And she's like, I'm in his apartment.
The most prolific serial killer of our time.
Right. So the cops and gangsters show up and Renfield is like, he's like, we need to find a bug to eat. And early in the movie, he gave one of his neighbors.
That's right. An ant.
An ant. Because the kid has this ant farm and then he fucking just chugs the ant farm.
You're a bad man, Mr. Renfield.
It's one thing to eat like a bug, but to fucking just pour
the
that.
The whole farm with the sand?
So gross. But then we get an awesome action scene of Renfield just, you know, pulling people's arms off again.
Using one of them as an arrow.
Yes. I like when he kicks that guy in half as he's falling, and then he's like waving at Aquafina, like, yeah, hi. Right. And she's like, hey. Yeah, it's good stuff. So then Teddy introduces his mom to Dracula. They kidnap Rebecca's sister. Renfield and Rebecca go to the mom's house. They do like have this little moment for lunch where Renfield explains that he had a wife and a daughter.
Right. Had a whole life before he met Dracula.
Right. And if that was like 70, 80 years ago, then maybe his daughter's still alive.
I just assume that Dracula killed him.
I don't know. He never said that.
Maybe not. I just assumed that.
I don't know, because you'd think he would hate him even more for that.
That's true.
Yeah. So Dracula gave all of her men powers, like similar to the ones that, basically the same ones that Renfield has.
Yeah.
Because you see Teddy like snort a fucking caterpillar or whatever.
That's so fucking gross.
At first I was like, what the fuck? Oh, right. The powers. So Renfield is fighting Teddy. And Teddy's like, oh, these Dracula powers are awesome. He's like, don't call them Dracula powers.
Right.
And he's like, they come with a price. You know, you be his slave. And then Teddy's like, that's where you're wrong. Because Master told me. Shit. That's good.
That was funny.
Meanwhile, Dracula offers Rebecca to join him and shows her that her sister is dead, but he could save her with his blood if Rebecca joins him. Now, I will say, why does Dracula need Rebecca to join him?
I have no clue. I assume...
Couldn't he just bite her right there?
He could have did that. I'd assumed that where they were going was that for her to save her sister, he was going to give her powers and she had to kill Renfield. That's where I thought they were going, but no, they weren't even going that direction. He just wanted her to join her for some reason.
I mean, maybe that's why. I guess you could say that's why. Like,
Bride of Dracula, maybe?
Like, betray Renfield, make him think you're still his friend, but betray him. I guess that's right. What he's going for, but they didn't do a great job explaining that part.
No.
Because he could have just fucking bit her.
Exactly.
Obviously. Renfield eats more bugs and literally kicks the shit out of Teddy. That was like the Mortal Kombat games. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those? You kick someone and then it shows the X-ray of all their bones breaking.
No,
and then showed the shit coming out of his ass.
Yeah,
that was fucking great.
That was one of the more unique death scenes in this movie.
Yes, you're not gonna see that in John Wick. No, Rebecca makes Dracula think she's joining him, but she presses the button that opens the shades. And Dracula...
I did appreciate how when she pressed it at first, it didn't work.
Right.
And she's like, oh, fuck.
Shit. And it was loud.
I appreciated that.
So Dracula turns into bats and chases them into a dark room, knocks out Renfield, and then he lifts Rebecca in the air. He's about to bite her, but she shoots his foot, and he's like, congratulations, you shot my foot. And she's like, your foot still bleeds, right? And the blood drops on Renfield to heal him. Mm-hmm. And Renfield blocks Dracula from biting Rebecca with his hands. So Dracula's teeth are going through Renfield's hands. And then he rips his teeth off, but Dracula grows them back, whatever.
Sure.
And then he finally, like, has the, you know, like, confidence And as he's like beating up Dracula, he's like reciting the lines that he was told in his group therapy.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
I am enough. I deserve the, you know,
I deserve
like,
love.
Yeah.
I deserve happiness. Yeah. I deserve to be free.
It was fucking great. And then Rebecca made the protection circle that Renfield told her about earlier.
Out of cocaine.
Out of cocaine.
Yeah.
And traps Dracula in it.
Turns out any powder works.
Right. And then, you know, they ask Nicolas Cage any last words, and he says, "Hail Satan." And then they both smile.
That
oh
might
my
be
God.
His actual last words.
Right.
One day.
Hail Satan. I'm Nicolas Cage. But like when they both saw the torture weapons, and then they both looked at each other and had the biggest smiles on their faces because they're both psychos. Like that was so fucking great to me. Like that's my favorite part in this whole movie was like them smiling. Like it was like this romantic scene.
Right.
Of that. Like that was like their first date is murdering Dracula together using those weapons, like a sledgehammer, a mace.
Sure,
like just
sure.
I was so to me, it was great. I love the ending there.
An axe, a chainsaw.
Yeah. She's like has this huge smile as she's chainsawing Dracula. I was fucking loved it. I love the ending. And then Rebecca and her sister arrest Teddy's mom. And at first you're like, well, how is she alive? And the sister's like, Renfield told me that you guys gave me Dracula's blood. And she's like, no, that's just, you know, a euphemism for something else. Like, you know,
right.
She's like, oh, okay. Right. And then also you go back to the support group and they're all alive.
All alive.
And the group leader's like, thank you for using Dracula blood to bring us all back to life from a place where we saw things that we could never speak of or something like that. Like in,
we can never forget.
Now we know things that we can never forget. That group leader was great, too.
He was good. But some of his best lines, like I said, were in the trailer. That's so weird. Yeah. Why would you say he would never grow to full power?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I really like the movie. I would give it a 7.5.
But
that's just...
Okay.
That's just like... For the movie. No, I think it's a 7.5 for both.
Even as a Nicolas Cage movie?
All right, an eight for a Nicolas Cage movie, and a 7.5 for just a movie.
I think an 8 for a Nicolas Cage movie for sure, but...
Because it's not like it's Con Air.
No.
It's not Face Off.
No, but it does have some extreme Nicolas Cagey performances.
Right.
Like one of the moments when he's... out there just like fucking people up. And then afterward, he's like doing his Nicolas Cage dance.
Right.
But like as an actual movie, I think I give this like a 6. You know, it was fun. I might see it again, but you know, it's nothing that really moved me that much.
Well, 6 still means like you enjoyed it.
No, Cocaine Bear was like a 7.5. Maybe an 8.
So did you enjoy this movie?
It was fine.
Huh?
It was fine. It was...
It's a yes or no question.
I enjoyed the movie. It was a little bit better than meh.
A little bit better than meh.
And meh is about a 5.
I thought the ending nailed it. I really liked the ending, so that's why it was a better grade. It was kind of like a 6.5 when I was watching it, and then the ending was so good that it made it...
To be honest,
better.
I don't even know if we killed Dracula.
Well, he even says that.
I know, that's what he said.
That's one of the jokes at the end. He's like, you know...
Which leaves it open
it'll take
for
a while.
Two. Which you, leaves it open for a
it's
two.
It's not going to happen. The movie flopped, unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
But I would see it. I think it's a fun movie-going experience to see once. I might see it again.
You definitely see it for the Nicolas Cage. That's right.
Yeah.
He is prime Nicolas Cage.
Everyone did a good job, I think, in the movie.
Okay.
So, all right, let's do some fan questions. Pull him up right here. Anita Dick and me.
Okay.
I really do. No. Hey, guys. Wanted to give my ratings for the movies I saw this week.
Okay.
Renfield. He says, as a comedy horror, 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
As a vampire movie, 7 out of 10. As a Nicolas Cage movie, 10 out of 10. Overall... 6.25 out of 10. Now, I don't think those numbers add up. I don't think those numbers add up.
I don't think so either. I think it might be a little bit higher.
Yeah. Tim, a great Nick Cage movie. I hated Teddy, though. He just comes off as an actual cunt. Well, he's supposed to be a cunt, but kind of a funny cunt.
Right.
And when he dies, it was satisfying. It
was very
satisfying. I mean, he had the second most satisfying death.
I mean, well, it was the most memorable. He shit and exploded.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Chief Nakahoma, remember that very sexy and horny Dracula movie with Gary Oldman and Keanu Reeves? Very shagadelic, baby. No.
I do not know that one.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, which one was that one?
I don't know. Andre the Goon, I have to say, the Super Mario movie review has to be one of the most funniest episodes right now. Never heard Andrew so lost with his rating, 10 out of 10. I was not lost.
Everyone else was lost.
Josh and Aaron were lost. Yeah, but I did. Aaron did understand at the end.
At the end.
And I got a lot of messages from fans that were like, no, we totally get it. Keep doing that.
And you
just
didn't
get it.
Well, I got it at the end too.
Okay.
But I just thought it was very convoluted and it took me a while to figure it out, but I got it. I got it. I understand.
I guess you could sum it up as it's a biased versus an unbiased rating. Cause with Mario, I'm going to be biased.
So that Dracula movie he was talking about was called Bram Stoker's Dracula and it had Keanu Reeves in it.
Well, that's what this guy just said.
Anthony Hopkins, Winona Ryder, Gary Oldman. Damn. That was a pretty baller cast.
Laura Payton, hey guys, not a question about the movie, but I was on vacation in Washington, D.C. last week from the U.K. Just wondered, what are your favorite cities in the U.S. area, and have any of you been to Europe?
I have not been to Europe.
Josh is afraid of flying, so no, he's not going to
I would like to
Europe.
Go one day, but I think
you
I have
to... sail to Europe?
I think I'd have to go by boat.
Like the fucking Titanic, and then you'll be the one, you'll get the iceberg.
No, they have better technology now. They don't run into icebergs. When's the last time you heard of a ship running into an iceberg?
Happened last week.
Did it really?
No, I don't know.
But they do get bad things happen.
Okay, yeah. So to answer your question, Laura, if that's your first place in the U.S., I mean, New York's great. Las Vegas is fun.
Las Vegas is really fun.
Los Angeles pre-pandemic. I don't know about now.
Definitely not San Francisco.
Denver. Denver's to go skiing or snowboarding.
Or enjoy the mountains.
Yeah.
Very beautiful views. Orlando.
Orlando if you want to hit the parks. Mm-hmm. I mean, Disney World and Universal.
A lot of money, though.
Are amazing.
Yeah. Houston. Well, there's really nothing to do in Houston.
Not really.
No. We used to have Astroworld.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. PCJ, how would you rank in order these versions of Dracula's? Nicolas Cage from Renfield, Bela Lugosi from Universal Monsters, Gary Oldman from Bram Stoker, Dracula from Monster Squad, Christopher Lee from the Hammer films, and then Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
He's number one.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen very many Dracula.
I haven't seen
this might be
any
my
of these
first
other ones.
Dracula movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go...
Yeah, I haven't seen many Dracula movies, I'll be honest.
You push Renfield and you fire Count Dracula? Maybe?
There's not a... He's ranking. He says rank them, but we can't because we haven't seen these movies.
I'm sorry, PCJ. Give us your rankings next week.
Well, it'll be too late by then.
But I want to know what he thinks.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let me know.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you're viewing us. We have exclusive videos on the YouTube channel, Hollywood Hogwash Pod. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Only $3 a month. You can cancel anytime. Finish up Mandalorian with us. Then we got Barry season 4. And next week, we will review something. So send in your suggestions. A classic, popular movie. Let us know. Until then, see you next time. I'm Nicolas Cage.